I'm hardly hearing this ear here. Now, well, this one here do all right, but it's just a little bit hard to hear.
Okay, well, maybe I'll sit over this one. And if you told someone to bring you something and the one they brought to you wasn't the right one, you might say, oh, look, you've the wrong one.
Go back and get the right one.
Right, you brought the wrong one. How would you say it to them? Tell them, this isn't the right one, you've the wrong one.
I said, go get the other one.
Go get the other one. And if you might say, this coat won't fit me this year, but last year it...
It fit.
Okay.
I got some clothes right now in the same shape. I fell off some much.
Is that
I got
right?
Some that's too big and some that's too small.
Right, and they fit last year, you said.
Yeah, they fit last year, but don't fit now.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if you're, if a man's clothes are worn out, he might say, well, I've got to go to the store and buy a...
I say what I have to say is kind of wore out, patch them.
Yeah, okay.
And I patch the pattern, then you pay over uh-huh. pants too. Then days they patch them, but now they throw them away.
All right, and if a man has a matching coat and a pair of pants and he's just bought it, it's not a new one, it's not an old one, it's a...
New.
New what? New?
Suit.
Yes, ma'am. All right, and if you stuff a lot of things in the pockets of something, it makes them...
See, now that's pocketbooks.
Uh-huh, and if you've got, a pocket on your dress, or your apron, and you stuff a lot of things in there, it makes them do what?
Stick out.
Okay, and did you ever use a word like bull to say, look out?
Book.
The bulge out?
Mm-hmm, I use that a lot.
How do you say that?
Bulge out.
Okay.
And I take them out of my pocket now. I got dresses really long, and they stick out. I call them stick out.
Uh-huh. And if you wash something in hot water, and it gets smaller, you might say it would...
Too hot.
The water would be too hot, and what did it do when it got smaller? The dress or the sweater would...
Shrink.
Okay. And if you washed it yesterday, you might say, look, it...
Stalled up.
It how?
Drawed up.
Drawed up, all right.
I gave one away the other day that I'd run and put it in hot water.
Yeah, it's easy to do, isn't it? So. All right, and if you'd say it shrink yesterday, you might say it another way it would
shrunk.
Okay. And
I'm saying answering right, aren't I?
Yeah, no, well, just whatever you say is right. Just the different ways of saying it, you know. And what are the different ways that maybe you might hear somebody talking about a girl getting all pretty to go to a party? You might say she's
beautiful.
All right, and if she's enjoying getting herself ready, you might say she really likes to, what would you say about the way she does that? She likes to dress up. Any other ways you remember saying that?
Yeah.
She likes to...
A long time ago, there wasn't much dressing up to it. So you just put on what you got, and on you went. You didn't have time for all this dressing like we do now.
Right. Do you remember any ways that your mother or older people might say to dress up? Pretty up or fix up or...
Fix a hair.
Uh-huh.
They always wore it when I was growing up, you know, they wore it back here. And when I was small, they wore it in pigtails, plaited. And then from then on, you know, they changed it.
Right, and had it cut and everything, didn't
they? I never did see Mama, no way that her hair just balled up back here. She lived to 96 years old.
Is that right? Okay, and what do you call the small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry their money in? Usually you say it's...
Pocketbook.
Okay.
Therefore.
Okay, what about a purse? Do you
purse.
You use that?
Yeah, I use that too.
Okay, how do you call it?
Purse.
Uh-huh.